Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, that's what they completed them. That was, I think, three or four of them. And then they had that play that was, you know, it was just not well executed by us in terms of the pressure on that.
Just got to finish, man. Divisional game. Just came down to the last second, last minute. Just got to finish. Find a way to put some points on the board. They beat us by 5 points. You got to find a way to put a touchdown on the last drive.
So you heard John Harbaugh talking about lack of execution, and then Lamar Jackson in a similar vein. This was this reminded me of Ravens-Steelers games past, but in Pittsburgh, as the Ravens had self-inflicted wounds. They had calls that didn't go their way, and quite frankly, they were just bad at times, and made some plays in the second half, but came up short. They lose 27-22 at home. They're 3-5 at home this year.
Oh, trust me.
We're starting,
just gave away how we're starting tomorrow's show. I was about to send out the rundown. I mean, today we got a lot to dissect.
Yeah,
like, what happened to home field advantage? Yeah. Like, is this the worst series of home defeats ever? Because they've had bad years at home before, but not when they're heavily favored in game after game after game and keep pooping down their leg.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack today.
Yeah.
Because there, and I'm just going to throw this out at the front, there's the officiating component of this, but I feel like we shouldn't, it should not get lost that this is a bad football team. Like,
oh, it's a bad football team.
Yeah, like, they're bad. And I think the officiating stuff kind of distracts from that.
Well, look, they are inherently flawed in their composition, and It's all bearing out. They cannot compete, or certainly cannot defeat playoff caliber teams and quarterbacks who have won in the playoffs. That's just a fact this year. All of their wins are against horse bleep quarterbacks, except for Caleb Williams, who's never been to the postseason.
Yes.
And every time they faced a current starting quarterback who's won a playoff game, they've lost. And those guys have dismantled them. And Aaron Rodgers had his best game in years.
It was embarrassing.
At their expense, coming off one of his worst games of his career, in which they were all booed off. The entire offense and defense was booed off the stadium, booed out of the stadium in Pittsburgh. You cannot win in this league without an offensive line or a defensive line. They put absolutely zero resources into the offensive line and defensive line of any note, of any caliber, all spring and summer long. It was brought up on this show on basically a daily basis. And as the counterpoint that everyone's saying it's the greatest roster and God knows when, what if Ronnie's like in a bad year, and who's going to replace McCary? And what if you've no starting caliber guards and nobody on your team can even remotely think about rushing the passer except for Owe, and you traded Owe for a center who's supposed to keep people aligned except when he allows a screen pass to go for 40 yards right in front of him. It's not a good football team. It's not a good roster. And it begs massive questions moving forward about roster construction, about, once again, the construction of the coaching staff, whether or not that includes Harbaugh. It certainly should include the defensive coordinator. Like, they're just not – like, they haven't been able to beat good teams when it matters most forever, and now they can't do it. They used to be able to do it in the regular season, but not when it really mattered.
They killed them in the regular season.
Like, they're a bad football team. They're not horrible, which means in the NFL, you're going to be alive till the end.
Yeah.
Because you've got to be really horrible to get eliminated before Christmas nowadays with the expanded playoff field and the way the schedule works and everything else.
Hey, they still control their own destiny,
but, like, when you routinely get mauled at the point of attack on both sides of the ball, and the other team's offensive line, even a bad offensive line, does a better job protecting and creating holes in the run game than yours, and the other team, even the Cincinnati Bengals, will have no pass rush, has a better pass rush than yours, you're not going anywhere. But it's by design. It's how they were built. Oh, yeah, and you collect a whole bunch of mediocre defensive backs. How many distinguished themselves yesterday?
That'd be zero.
There you go. But keep building your team that way, because you're football geniuses. Peter King thinks so. Albert Breer thinks so. Everybody else who sucks from your teat thinks so. But you're kind of fraudulent because you can't beat real quarterbacks. And guess what? In the playoffs, you never really could.
Yeah, that was a bad loss yesterday. You had an opportunity to really kick the Steelers while they were down. And all the controversy that was surrounding Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, it just seemed like they were ripe for a win yesterday. And you had the extra time off.
Yeah.
But yesterday was a microcosm of the season. Ravens started the year slow, 1-5, and then they were able to fight back to where they're at now. But you were down 14 points at one point. You were down 11 points in the fourth quarter. We were talking about how bad this Steelers defense was. You scored 3 points on your first four drives. How much have we talked about the red zone issues for this offense
and short
yardage?
Bottom three first half offense in the NFL since week six. How long have we been talking about that?
You were 2 for 6 in red zone opportunities. You had an opportunity in short yardage to punch it in. 3rd and 2.
How about that
at the 5-yard line? Illegal formation. You're stubbing yourself in the foot. Defensively.
Wait, back up. Because the illegal formation, they declined it because the play was so bad.
It was a loss of 3.
The play was so bad that Derrick Henry lost 3 yards.
3 yards per carry in the first half again. More Derrick Henry. Watt was all over Derrick Henry. They knew what was happening. They knew what the game plan was. And they suffocated it.
Defensively, Rodgers looked like he was 42 heading into that game.
Yeah.
And they hadn't completed a downfield pass in a month. They did it on their first play.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. That's them telling you, we know that you're a Fugazi fraud-ass defense, and we're going to show you because we're going to do something against you in your place to start the game that we haven't been able to do all year.
5 plays of 25 yards or more.
Yeah. And four of them were downfield throws. The fifth was the Warren play.
Nonstop. Bateman with a key drop. But really, the thing that blew me away was just the horrific management of that last possession offensively.
But Bone,
Ravens had the ball.
That's who they are.
Yeah, but I said it's a microcosm of the season.
Like,
Ravens had the ball at their own 26 after a penalty on special teams, the punt return, 1:56 left. They were penalized for holding, then ran 4 plays for 26 yards, ran off 1:25.
Shameful.
For 26 yards, and they blew their only timeout.
Yeah.
Like, Zay
but there's
Flowers
never any urgency from them. Like, when they're supposed to be fighting for their season, they sleepwalk. I've been saying it all season long. It's part of the reason I'm saying get Henry off the field. At least you'll have some. Go to a 2-minute look. Like, wake up. Have some urgency.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Agency, act like you care. Like, have some pace. Have some tempo. They are asleep at the wheel all the time. They're all in a fog. And you know what? They all believe their preseason hype. Everybody's saying it's such a great roster. Everybody's saying they're going to the Super Bowl. Like, they look like a team that still has its head in its clouds, like it's all just going to happen for us. All we have to do is show up. That's how they start games. That's how they start the second half. And now that's how they approach blatant two-minute situations.
By the way, taking a step back, they should have had the ball at the 46-yard line with a minute 56 and two timeouts. And Keandre Jackson gets called for a hold. They're back at the 26. Then they get another hold.
Yeah.
So now that, so instead of being at midfield, they're at the 16-yard line. And they had showed no urgency in that whole
thing. And Lamar's dinking and dunking. Yes. And like, I mean, yeah, it's a look. It's a bad operation. It's a bad product. It's been an especially bad product at home. And you guys were sold a bill of goods. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
I bought it.
There's no, like, you can't go on television, right, and say, I got this pill that's going to make you skinny for the rest of your life. Or when you try to do it, you get sued. Like, there's some ethics, like there's some standards, like there's truth in advertising, right? But there's none in professional sports. And these two professional sports organizations in this town get off on deceiving you, on saying ridiculous things out loud that we call them out on, but not many people do, on literally treating you like fools. No, pass rush. No one appreciates pass rush more than us, but there's 115 NFL players who have at least three sacks for their team this year. None of them are employed by the Baltimore Ravens. Like, no, you don't appreciate it. Like, oh, we go cash over cap all the time. No, you don't. You're actually pretty cheap, and you just proved it again because you're paying a 30-year-old who can't produce in the clutch instead of paying the kid with upside because you're going cheap again, just like you went cheap by running it back with Van Noy instead of getting a real pass rusher who should be better than Van Noy because Van Noy's cooked. Like, they do it time and time again. Jair Alexander, when they need a pass rush, they think they can get away with it. And they will get away with it. But it's all BS. It's like the Orioles meeting with Alonso and this or that and on that. They're just playing you to sucker you for your money. But they're not really trying to do everything they can to win. DaCosta said the quiet part out loud. I don't have much of an offseason this year. I mean, next year I got a lot to do. But this year we're in pretty good shape. That's not, we're going to do everything we can to maximize our return, to get better in roster spots 1 through 53, to finally get over the top while our quarterback's on the right side of 30 and in his prime. No, they're not even pretending it's about that. But they're going to whisper to everybody in the media about how great they are. And everybody's going to give them an A for their offseason. And everybody's going to give them an A for the draft. And then they're going to keep building teams the way they want to build it. And you'll wonder why they can't beat real teams when it matters most. They're not built to beat real teams when it matters most. They're built to be good enough to get all the money they can out of you and to stay employed. Because guess what? No one's heard from the billionaire in years.
We have a huge Monday show, and we will be analyzing this football game and basically the future of this season in light of the loss to the Steelers all day until 6 o'clock. Guess what? It's our usual Monday guest. We'll talk to our buddy Jonas Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Banner. He was there yesterday, joins us at 4. And Cordell Woodland was sitting to my left as we watched the Ravens lose to the Steelers yesterday. He joins us at 5.
It's going to be a football-heavy show, folks. Bad weekend for the Terps.
We'll get to it tomorrow. Yeah, man.
Orioles hot stove, yeah, baloney. We'll get to it tomorrow.
Hey, well, maybe the Orioles have a big signing while we're on the air today, and we'll be here to announce it to you. Coming up next, though, the officiating component of yesterday's game. By the way, we'll take your calls at 245, 410-583-1057. Was that a touchdown to Isaiah Likely? Sure looked like a touchdown. We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.